You're listening to the Speak on More Stages podcast. In today's episode, you're going to learn how to get started speaking on stages within the next 90 days. That's coming up next. If you're ready to speak on more stages, this is the only podcast to give you the mindset, strategy, energetics, and science behind what it really takes to command the stage. It's time to own your authority and amplify your message. This is the Speak on More Stages podcast. Welcome back to the podcast, and I want to first start by giving a shout out to one of our listeners. Amber left me this 5-star review and says, every speaker needs these tools. Catherine has an unparalleled ability to help you find, own, and strengthen your voice so you can master your messaging and really connect with your audience, whoever that is, and from whatever stage you're speaking. If you want to stand out and be heard, make sure you take advantage of all Catherine teaches. Wow, thank you so much, Amber. I'm so glad you're enjoying the podcast and enjoying my teaching. Amber was actually one of the founding members of Command the Stage and has developed an incredible talk and is on her way to becoming a standout speaker in her space. And hey, if you're out there and you're thinking, you know what, I am actually ready to stand out and be heard too, well, I am running a free masterclass this week, and I would love for you to join us. If you want to learn more about how to get started speaking on stages and become a sought-after speaker in your space too, all you need to do is head over to catherinebeck.com/masterclass, and I will see you there. So today, we're going to be talking about how to get started speaking on stages within the next 90 days. And you know, the great thing about speaking on stage is it does not only mean just speaking live on a stage in front of an audience. That is the traditional way that we think about public speaking. But these days, there's so many opportunities for us to share our message on a variety of different platforms. And each platform is, in fact, a stage. A podcast is a stage. Doing a video for TikTok is a stage. Speaking in front of a group online, another stage. So there are so many options. And when I first got started in speaking more, that's just exactly what I did. I took advantage of all the digital opportunities that were available to amplify my message. Because it was around 2020 and 2021, and we were in lockdown, and while the opportunities to speak in person were suddenly gone, I soon discovered how many opportunities there were in the digital online space and how quickly my business and my audience grew by speaking on these stages. And I remember one of my coaches at the time saying, you need to be out there online, showing up, creating video, creating content, speaking on podcasts, speaking to groups, doing all the things. And so I started to do that, but I had no clear path, no plan in place. I just leaped in and just began. It was messy. It was not strategic, but I was determined to put myself out there, make myself known, start making a name for myself, and share my message. I remember when I first started speaking on podcasts. I wish I could remember the very first one where I actively seeked out a podcast and they invited me on. But the very first one was actually an invite from somebody I had taken an online course from. So I decided, I think it was in 2017, I bought an online course that taught you how to create online courses by a man named David Siteman Garland. And buying that course really changed my life because I learned how to create a business online. And it was in 2020 when we went into lockdown that all of a sudden my business took off and my course was selling like hotcakes because everyone was home and they had all this time and they decided that they wanted to buy my course and work on it. So I had a very successful launch at the beginning of lockdown. And so David's team contacted me and asked if they could interview me on the podcast. I remember I was so nervous, but excited at the same time. And then I think it was like maybe 6 months or a year later was probably the next time somebody reached out to me to ask to interview me on their podcast. And it was because they heard me on David's podcast. And in that moment, I realized that even though that first interview wasn't exactly my best interview, it was the start of my speaking journey. And that if you have your message dialed in and you speak from the heart and you speak to your audience's heart, people will stop, take notice, and they will listen to what you have to say. And that really stayed with me all these years. And I think that's why I've become so passionate about speaking, despite it being one of the greatest fears, because I know that if you're anything like me, and there's some sort of hesitation about speaking or putting yourself out there, something that's holding you back. Well, I know how you feel because I've been there and I am there with you because I still feel those moments of, I don't want to do this. But I push through those fears to make my message heard. So I know what you're feeling, and sometimes it just takes one moment of stepping out of your comfort zone to change your future. So in this episode, I hope to give you just that beginning step and that inspiration to get going and start your speaking journey, however that may be. So let's do that today here on the podcast. If you're wanting to speak on more stages, let's talk about how to do that. And let's do it within the next 90 days. Let's take action and let's make it happen. First, I need to address, though, what I often see a lot of people do when they come and see me is that they'll say, you know what? I want to speak on stages. And often where they'll start is this big vision, this big dream of speaking on stage. It could be a particular event, a big event within your industry, or maybe it's a TED Talk. And that's great. And I want you to dream big and I want you to do all those big stages. But the mistake is if we put our focus there on those big stages to be the first stages that we're aiming towards, it puts a lot of pressure on ourselves to get there. And often we're thinking about it in a short period of time. You can get on those stages. I have no doubt in my mind you can get there. But let's work our way up to those stages. Let's get some experience first by speaking on smaller stages, getting in that stage time so that you're ready for those bigger speaking opportunities when they come your way. And I get why you would want to start with those big stages. They're dreamy. And if you're like most experts and struggling to get seen and heard, you think, well, if I just do a TED Talk, I'll be heard and people will see me as the authority and it'll help me grow my business. But the reality is there are so many people who have done TED Talks or the TEDx Talks at this point, and there are so many people that are still going unheard, even though they've done these big talks. So just because you do a TED Talk doesn't mean you will be known as the authority. Because authority is not just about the stage at which you speak on or the words that you speak. Authority also comes from within. It can be heard in your voice. It can be felt in your presence, in this unseen connection between you and your audience that exists. So, if you're just doing that TED Talk to say that you've done a TED Talk and check it off your bucket list, we're going to hear that in your voice because the voice does not lie. So the intention for speaking on that big stage needs to be authentic and genuine. Otherwise, your presence on that stage will be inauthentic and it will show and it will not have the effect or the outcome that you want. You may only have one shot at speaking at that dream event. So do you really want that to be one of your first speaking gigs? Or do you want to take the time, get some experience under your belt, speak on those smaller stages, take your talk there, and really dial in your messaging so that you feel confident and ready to share your message on bigger stages and impact more people? So here's my advice to you. If you're wanting to get started speaking, start on those smaller stages. It's a perfect place to begin. But don't do what I did, which is just to wing it. Know what you're going to say. And most importantly, have an intention for the speaking event. Think about, what do you want to happen by the end of the speaking event for you and for your audience? And those two intentions will be different. So really consider that. Now, imagine if Simon Sinek's first speaking event was that TED Talk that he gave, and he was stumbling all over the words. He was all over the place, wasn't quite sure about his message, and was worried about how it would land with the audience. Do you really think that his TED Talk would be one of the most viewed TED Talks in the world? No, I'm sure he started somewhere else. I'm sure he spoke on a smaller stage. And that's what we are going to do as well. The smaller stages are the best stages because you can test out your content and see what lands and what resonates with your audience. And you get to know your audience so much better too. So if we're going to get speaking on stages and you would like to do it within the next 90 days, there's a few things you're going to need. A topic, an idea, a title, an outline for your talk, and a place to share your talk. Those are sort of like the basics. There's a few other things that you need as well, but those are like the basic minimum that you would need to start speaking in 90 days. And the one thing I've learned with working with my founding members in Command the Stage is that creating a talk is not a one-person show. It really is a collaboration. This is if you want to do it well, because anyone can just create a talk. But if we want to create something that's inspiring and impacts others and creates change, it really involves collaboration. Because you need someone to be your audience, someone to listen and receive and be the eyes and ears of what others are going to hear and see. Because it can be so hard to know if what you're saying really is resonating with others. Is it attracting others or is it repelling them? It might sound great in your mind and in your head when you tell the story, but when you actually share it on a stage, is your audience getting a totally different perspective? And that's where I come in. You can call me your stage director. Because if there's one thing I know, it's your audience. It is that unseen connection between you and them and the presence that you bring onto that stage, whether it's going to land and attract and get you where you want. So whether it's me or somebody else, find someone to collaborate with because you will see it is going to take your talk up a notch. And if you really want to speak on those big stages, you're going to need the help and the support of a speaking coach. If you want my help and support, hey, I am so there for you. And the first step is an easy one. Join me for my free masterclass. So this week, I'm doing a free masterclass on how to speak on more stages. We're going to carry on this conversation that we just had here, and I've got some really useful tips. And I'm going to share my blueprint for the three core ingredients that you need to become a sought-after speaker. So all you need to do is join me by registering at katherinebeck.com/masterclass. And if you're interested in working with me, I will have a special opportunity for you at the end of the masterclass too. Thanks for tuning in and join me next week. I've got a fantastic interview coming your way that I know you're just going to love. And remember, if you love this episode, go ahead and let me know. Take a screenshot of the show and share it with me on your Instagram story and tag me in it. @Katherine_Beck_. You can find me there. If you've got any questions or topics you'd like to hear on the podcast, go ahead and DM me and let me know. Until then, I invite you to amplify that message that's in your heart so you can make a bigger impact in the world. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next time on the Speak on More Stages podcast.